Kiddushin Yerushalmi, co-explained to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Yud and Daf Yud Aleph. We begin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, at the beginning of the page. Kosa al Davashu Iser Hano. If a get was written on material which one may not get benefit from. Tani Rabbi Chagin, Maase Balifnei Rebbe, Va'oma Harezu Megureshes. Rabbi Chagin brought a brisa that taught that such a case came once before Rebbe, and he ruled that she was divorced. However, Rabbi Loza Amar Eina Megureshes, Rabbi Loza said, in that case, she is not divorced. Amar Bezeira, having Rabbanan Pligin, Mandama Eina Megureshes, Eina Megureshes, Mandama Megureshes, Megureshes. The rabbis disagreed, says Rabbi Zeira, over whether the dispute between Rebbe and Rabbi Loza would apply to the document of marriage as well. That the one who says she's not married would say she's not divorced, and the one who says that she is married would also say that she's divorced. Rabbi Yossi Boy, so Rabbi Yossi asked the question, Ma'u Lechumim, what do we mean by the term to be stringent? Means, do we say that Rebbe and Rabbi Loza agree that she'd be married and Rabbi Loza is machmer to say she's not divorced? Or, on the other hand, we could say they both hold that she's not married and Rebbe is stringent to say that she is divorced. First possibility would be Eina Mekudeshes Megureshes Hayin Lechumrin, that she's not married and she's not divorced, and that's the stringency. Or Eile Eina Megureshes Mekudeshes Hayin Lechumrin, or we could say she's not divorced and she is married, and that is the stringency. Ma'o Kadoin, what is the halacha in this case? Rabbanon dekissim b'shem Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, man da'ama megureshes, isa hanoya medivreim. Rabbanon of Kisrin quoted Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha as saying like this, there's no disagreement. The opinion that said that she's married refers to when he was mekadisha using a shtar that was only an isa drabbanon to gain benefit from. Uman da'ama eina mekudeshes, isa hanoya medivratoira, hab isa hanoya medivreim mekudeshes. And the opinion that says she's not married would be referring to a case when he was mekadisha using a shtar where there was an Issa Doraisa to gain benefit. But if had he only used a shtar that had an Issa Drabbanan to gain benefit, she would have been married. Now the Gemara asks the question, In Tema Kain, Leith had the Pliga Arav. If you're going to say this, that if the shtar was only an Issa Drabbanan to gain benefit, that the Torah says that there would be a marriage over here, then you're going to be disagreeing with Rav. The Rav Amar, Divi Rabbi Meir, HaMakadish, Bechomitz, Meshesh Shoyis Lamala, Loi Asa, Veloi Klum. Rav quoted Rav Meir as saying if a man would be Mekadosh a woman using chometz that was after the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, he hasn't done anything at all. So now according to the Korban Ha'eda, we insert a sentence from the parallel sugya in Yerushalmi Pesachim and Daf Dalad Amar Beis. Amar Rav Huna Be'yirus, Elu Chitin, Kol Tavniyos Bamidbar, Deoma Tavan Inun B'Mara Deklum V'chametz Meshesh Shoyis. If a man would marry a woman on Pesach using kol tavniyim wheat, which is a certain type of wheat that grows in the desert, it's only an issa drabbanan of chametz on Pesach because it's inedible. Has he done anything at all? It means in both these cases we find that the issa is only medrabbanan, and we still find that the marriage is not a marriage at all. As to the question before, that according to your explanation you'll be disagreeing with Rav, then taman begufoy kiddush. The answer is Baram Hacha, Batanaim Shaboy Kiddush. Over there, he married her with the item itself using the method of Kiddushin with money. So it's essential that the item has a monetary value. But over here, he's not marrying her with the item's value, but rather with the contents of the document. It's Kiddushin B'Shtar, and it makes no difference even if the item has no monetary value at all. The Gemara asks the question, Me'ata afila be'isa noya dvar teira teimu kudeshis. Ma bina l'shtar she'ena yofe shava putta. If that's the case, he should also be able to marry using a shtar from where there's an Issa Torah to gain benefit. How is it any different from a document that's got a worth that's less than a shavaputta? And the Gemara answers, Tamon, Eina roi lashlimalov, Bram hocha roihu lashlimalov. When there's an Issa Torah to gain benefit, the shtar cannot even contribute towards having a total value of a putta. But over here, a document that's worth less than a shavaputta can at least contribute towards having eventually a total value of a putta if you join it with other things.